Thought it was appropriate, though I didn't actually plan this out, but we're going through our series of soft answers to tough questions, that the questions turn in this December time to questions about Jesus. I found a book that was listing some tough questions, and I thought, well, really, what we ought to be focusing on are the soft answers to tough questions. The soft answer turns away wrath, the Bible tells us. Our purpose is not to defeat somebody in a debate. Our purpose is to win them to the Lord. And in doing that, then we want to have soft answers to tough questions because we are loving our enemies. We want to start dealing with several about tough questions about Jesus. And tonight, the question is this: did Jesus claim to be God? And even if he did, why should I believe it? We want to look then, before we go to our prayer time, that this question begins very often with a misconception that all religious leaders claimed to be God. People who just dabble in this and don't really study what other religions really believe think that that's the way everything works, that if you have a religion, that religious leader is claiming to be God. It's a common misconception, but it's simply not true. Among the religious leaders of history who have attained a large following, Jesus Christ is the only one who claimed to be God in human flesh. Zoroastrianism, one of the early religions, the Magi that came to visit Christ were a caste from Zoroastrianism. Zoroaster never claimed to be the God that he proclaimed, the Ahura Mazda. I think it was Ahura who drove a Mazda, I'm not sure. Buddha never claimed to be God. Moses never claimed that he was Yahweh, Jehovah. And Muhammad never identified himself as Allah. They kept all that very distinct. So, what are the facts? Well, the facts are this: that Jesus, as we said, alone did claim to be God. C.S. Lewis, the great writer, English writer, explained the situation, I think, pretty well. He says, if Jesus claimed to be God, there are only three possibilities. He could have told the truth, in which case it's very important that we believe him. If he did not tell the truth, then either he was a liar, actively seeking to deceive his followers, or the third possibility, he was deranged with visions of grandeur, like the man who thinks he's Napoleon. Let us judge the words of Jesus to see if he sounds like a deceiver, a madman, or the living God. Jesus claimed to be Jehovah God, the great I Am. In John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Taking deliberately the phrase, I am. Jesus claimed to be equal with the Father, and this was clearly recognized by the people who were upset with him. John 5:17 and 18, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Now that was the phrase, my Father. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. A little upset. Again, Jesus claimed that to see him was to see the invisible Jehovah God. John 14:9, the disciple says, show us the Father. Philip says, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? And then again, Jesus claimed to have the authority to forgive sins. Mark 2:5-7, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And my comment here is the scribes were correct. Only God can forgive sins. Christ was claiming to be God by that power. Isaiah 43:25, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake. Only God has that authority. So, Christ actively called himself God. Make no mistake, this is not something that, later generations put in his mouth. These are quotes from people who lived at the time that he lived. That's what he said. He claimed to be God. Then, secondly, his disciples that were trained by him taught that Jesus was God. The concept of Jesus of God did not evolve over many years because of extreme preaching. Those who lived at the time of Jesus were absolutely convinced that he was God. John the Apostle, one of the first of the 12 disciples chosen, called Jesus the Word. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word was made flesh, dwelt among us, we beheld his glory. He's talking about Jesus here, calling him the Word. Up earlier in the chapter, verses 1-4, he talks about this Word, and he says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. He was the creator. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. He's the life giver. And the life was the light of men. So John, who knew him most intimately, said he is God. The apostle Paul was completely convinced that Jesus was God. Colossians 1:17, and he, Jesus, before all things, and by him all things consist. He says he's the one that holds the entire material universe together. 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest, made visible, in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the word, world, received up into glory. He calls Jesus here God manifest in the flesh. The united testimony then of Jesus and all the writers of the New Testament is that he was more than a mere man. He was God. You say, well, you get all the people that were on his side, and they say he taught that he was God. But let's add to that that his enemies understood that Jesus claimed to be God. A couple of verses here. Today's skeptics refuse to examine the evidence. They will not look at that. But the Jewish authorities had no doubt. Jesus asked them why they would stone him. Their answer in John 10:33. The Jews answered, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. They were pretty clear in their thinking that he had claimed to be God. And then remember the sealing of Christ's tomb to prevent the story of the resurrection. They were expecting the disciples to come up with something like this, you see. Matthew 27, command therefore that the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. The first was that he claimed to be God. The second, a resurrection from the dead, would prove that he was God. And they said, we don't want that being faked. And God had the last say in that. Let's look, before we leave this, of the importance of Christ's claims. Let this weigh on our thinking. First of all, world religions are about religious teaching. This fact separates Jesus from other religious figures. They didn't claim to be God, he did. In the major religions of the world, it's the teachings, not the teacher, that are all important. Confucianism is a set of teachings. Confucius is not important. There's no great study of the life of Confucius, just a historical reference. Islam is the revelation of Allah, Muhammad being only the prophet, a very important prophet to them, but only a prophet. Buddhism emphasizes Buddha's principles, but not Buddha himself. And Hinduism does not even have an historic founder. Nobody is pointed to as the guy that started Hinduism. The difference is that Christianity is about Christ. At the center of Christianity is the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus did not just claim to be teaching mankind the truth. He claimed that he was the truth. He was showing people God. He claimed to be the only way a person can reach God. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one way to get to the Father, and that's by Christ. So today, even liberal Christian religions, they call themselves Christian, they emphasize only what Jesus taught or how he gave a good example. And you analyze this, what they're saying is, we're not broken. We just haven't been taught how to be good. Let's show how Jesus taught us to be good. Be nice. They say, we're not broken. We just need a good example. So tell us how Jesus was a good example to us. But according to Jesus, what he taught was not as important as who he was. That what he taught was only important because of who he was. He claimed to be the Son of God. So coming back to C.S. Lewis and his analysis, we're left with a pretty clear choice of thinking. Jesus clearly claimed to be God. And the only way man can be forgiven is by accepting him. The only way you can, the only way to heaven, the only way you can be brought to heaven is by believing in him. Now, if he is God, as he claimed, we must believe in him. Or we're the most foolish people possible. If he is not, then we should have nothing to do with him. He's a deceiver or a madman. Jesus is either Lord of all, as he said, or he's not Lord at all. Don't go around saying he was a good man, he just was not God. If he was not God, then he was either deceived or he was a madman. Neither one of those is really a good man. Let me close with this. Examine the historical evidence. Why should we believe what Jesus said? Well, I want you to consider that he performed miracles. These were not, magic tricks. I do magic tricks. I know magic tricks. Ask Pastor Dennis the time that he and I were at a banquet and he pulled the shirt out from underneath my sports coat. Left me in an undershirt. Ask him about that. Tell him I give him the shirt off my back. it's fun to do magic tricks. But Jesus healed lepers, and there's still no cure for leprosy. Jesus raised people from the dead. You see? There's no trick with that. Again, Jesus fulfilled prophecy. And that's something that he couldn't decide to do. He couldn't decide where he was going to be born, how he was going to be born, and so on. But he fulfilled all those prophecies. But let me focus on the main reason the sign that Jesus himself said would demonstrate that he was the Son of God. What was that? His resurrection from the dead. For him to raise himself from the dead was an ultimate proof. Jesus was asked for a sign to prove he was who he claimed to be. And in Matthew 12:40, he says, "For as Jonah and the whale, Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Buried for 3 days. In John 2:19-21, Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, "Are you nuts? 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days?" But, John explains, he spake of the temple of his body. The ability to raise his own life back from the dead was the sign that separates him not only from all other religious leaders, but from anyone else who ever lived. Listen to John 10:17-18. Christ is speaking. "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power," the authority here, "to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." The Bible says that God raised him from the dead. Of course, that's true because Jesus is God. And in one sense, he's part of that triune God, the transcendent God. But on the personal level, he says, "I may do that myself." So to deny Christ's claim of deity, to actually deny it, to take it in hand to disprove it, you would actually have to disprove the fact of the resurrection. Romans 1:4, talking about Jesus, he declared, the King James margin says in the Greek, that means determined to be the Son of God. He was determined, he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. How? By the resurrection from the dead. And when you actually do that study, the evidence is overwhelming that Jesus did rise from the grave. And this fact proves Jesus to be God as he claimed. That's why you should believe it. Comments or questions?